Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Mark A. Michaels and Patricia Johnson. So Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever feel like the traditional relationship script just didn't quite fit?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's exactly why this book resonates. It starts with a really simple but powerful idea. Your relationship should fit you, not the other way around. The authors call the default path the relationship escalator. You meet, date, become exclusive, move in, get married, have kids, and grow old together. And if you step off that escalator, people think something's wrong.
Right, the escalator. I love that metaphor because it's so automatic. You just ride it without thinking. And the book says that's the trap. We follow this timeline that doesn't necessarily suit us, and we ignore our own needs just to conform.
Exactly. And the alternative is to become a designer, someone who intentionally builds a relationship from the ground up. But that starts with deep self-knowledge. Before you can design with someone else, you have to know what you actually want. What are your core needs? What are your non-negotiables?
Honestly, that part hit me hard, because I realized I'd never really asked myself those questions. I just had this vague idea of what a relationship should be, and I was trying to fit into it.
Yeah, and those shoulds come from family, religion, culture, media. They run on autopilot. The book encourages you to unpack all that. And here's a big one. It suggests we can unbundle all the needs we usually pile onto one person. Like, why does one person have to be your lover, best friend, co-parent, financial partner, and emotional support system?
That's so much pressure. So the book says you can distribute those needs across multiple relationships, but it has to be conscious, transparent, and consensual. It's not about cheating or settling.
Right. And that leads to the idea of making explicit agreements. Not legal contracts, but living documents where you spell out your boundaries around time, money, sex, and emotional intimacy. And you revisit them as things change.
That sounds terrifying, but also kind of liberating. I mean, how many conflicts come from unspoken assumptions? Like, I thought we were exclusive, or I thought we'd spend holidays together.
Exactly. And the book is not just for non-monogamous people. Even a traditional monogamous marriage can be a designer relationship if it's chosen intentionally. The key is making the implicit explicit.
So you could be monogamous, but still have those conversations. Like, hey, we're not having sex with other people, but flirting at parties is fine. That's still designed.
Exactly. And the book also talks about dealing with societal judgment. When you step off the escalator, people might not get it. So you need strategies for that, and maybe build a chosen family of like-minded people.
There's also this concept of compersion, feeling joy when your partner is happy with someone else. It's the opposite of jealousy. And the book says jealousy isn't inevitable. You can work through it by understanding its root causes.
Right. And one of the most freeing ideas is that a relationship doesn't have to last forever to be a success. The measure isn't length, but quality. Did it help you grow? Did it bring you joy? If yes, it was a success, even if it ended.
That takes so much pressure off. I think a lot of people stay in relationships that have run their course just because they don't want to fail.
Yeah, but the authors are clear. This isn't easier. It requires emotional maturity, self-awareness, and tough conversations. The payoff is a relationship built on truth, not illusion.
So what's the one takeaway for me? I think it's this: stop living by someone else's script. Start asking yourself what you really want, and then have the courage to build it.
And if you want to explore more, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a pretty good deal. All right, Sophie, final thought?
You are the designer of your own life, and your relationships are your greatest masterpieces.
So start building.
We'll see you in the next one.